חומוס. טחינה טיפה וסלט כזה עם בצל.
The sharp smell of Mediterranean spices, mixed in with equally sharp-sounding Hebrew, wafts out of a small shopping center off of Ventura Boulevard in Tarzana, where the Glatt Kosher restaurant known as Tel Aviv Grill is located. About 20 employees in black shirts, boasting the neon green and white logo, bustle around behind the counter, covering every inch of the assembly line space designed to help customers build their ideal Israeli meal.
We open exactly July 7, 2014.
That was 30-year-old Doron Goldberg, one of Tel Aviv's founding owners. Goldberg immigrated to Los Angeles from Israel 9 years ago upon completing his service with the Israeli Defense Force.
I told myself and I said, one day I'm going to have my own restaurant. I didn't know what kind of food and what kind of restaurant, but I knew it. And when I came here, I saw what kind of restaurant missing. What the people need here.
Though it's been less than 3 years since its grand opening, Tel Aviv has already branched out to an additional location in North Hollywood as of March this year.
When we open in a small market, and we didn't know what's going on. We just want the business. We start with a very, very low budget. I told the owner, after 2 weeks, 3 weeks, I'm going to bring here for lunch 400 people. He was laughing in my face. He said, like, no way. And after a month, I was bringing 400 people for a lunch, and he say, you know what, I couldn't believe it.
The market Tel Aviv started out in is no longer in business, but Goldberg and his partner Tzachi Yom Tov now serve roughly 1,000 hungry customers on a daily basis. Goldberg said that in the beginning, before they realized how to distribute the work, he and Yom Tov were doing everything themselves, every day, from start to finish, with little to no time for anything else, including sleep.
Open the restaurant, make all the preparation in the market, and then serve the people, then cleaning the dishes and the floor and the equipment. 10 p.m. we were closing the market, and it was around the watch. We have no time for ourselves, but that's the restaurant business.
Tel Aviv imitates typical Israeli fast food joints found as commonly in Israel as McDonald's is found in the U.S., but it's the only one of its kind in L.A., which is enough to draw in plenty of Israelis who miss the taste of their country's most popular comfort foods, shawarma and falafel.
I love the strange abusiveness of the guys behind the counter, which was very Israeli.
Meryl Schindler, food writer for the past 3 decades and current food critic for the Daily News, said he discovered Tel Aviv by chance. He noticed how packed it was time after time whenever he drove by it.
You know, one of the basic rules is, if a restaurant's busy, find out what's going on. You know, it's honestly, empty restaurants make me nervous. Does everybody else know something that I don't know and I'm about to discover? Sometimes a restaurant can just be empty, and sometimes it's empty for a reason. Tel Aviv was never empty, not even close.
In his review of the restaurant, Schindler gave Tel Aviv 3 stars.
Nothing gets 4. Occasionally I'll give another half to something, but, you know, very once a year maybe. 3's a good restaurant worth going to.
Schindler weighed in on why he thinks Tel Aviv has been met with success in its first few years of existence.
I love diving deep into the ethnic edge. That means I want the experience when I go into a restaurant that I am wherever that ethnic group is from.
According to Schindler, Tel Aviv Grill gives its customers the opportunity to escape to the city the restaurant is named after, if only for a few minutes. And he thinks that this experience, above all else, is what makes it stand out from the considerable number of Israeli and Middle Eastern restaurants scattered throughout the valley.
Picking the food apart isn't how people eat. Most folks, honestly, taste the food on the first bite and then barely notice the food after that. I think the thing that struck me more than anything else was how I really had the experience of being in Tel Aviv and there. I mean, I could have been on Dizengoff, and it's like, there I am. I step outside and it's Tel Aviv is, you know, waking up at midnight. This is a world full of such wonderful life. So just going into it is just, it's life affirming to be in there. It's really wonderful.
Schindler expanded that in any restaurant, the food's flavor and quality is just one aspect of a restaurant's success.
It's the whole experience of the restaurant. It's the way that a restaurant where the food may be okay, not fantastic, but okay. But the scene is so much fun that you go, you know what, I'm having fun here. I'll come back to this place. I had a good time. The server was wonderful. The, you know, all that stuff pulls together.
When you have a line of like 15 people and the phone doesn't stop ringing and people want to go boxes, so it's like you got to be all over the place and you got to do it right, because at the end of the day, you're handling the restaurant's money.
Though Dean Galmidi is not a server at the restaurant, the 25-year-old Israeli who moved to Los Angeles almost 8 years ago has been ringing up Tel Aviv customers for the past 10 months after seeing an ad in the paper saying they're looking to hire. Galmidi worked at several of the many Israeli restaurants in the valley.
I worked. I started at Aroma, Hummus Bar, Oladin, Boca, Pita Village, in Tel Aviv. I went there, and they actually put me at the line with the food. It lasted about 2 weeks, and then they tried me at the cashier, and I've been there ever since.
The restaurant operates in a cafeteria-style assembly line, which resembles other fast food chains such as Chipotle or Subway.
Yeah, it's like Subway, but you pay first. I mean, like with Subway, for example, they add some charges if you get like avocado, for example, stuff like that. But in Tel Aviv, everything is included. So
Tel Aviv is open from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. Sundays through Thursdays, and closes a few hours earlier at 3:30 p.m. on Fridays. The nearly ceaseless stream of customers keeps Tel Aviv's employees on their feet, according to Galmidi.
Usually we get line before we even open. I mean, we open at 11, like supposedly, but it's never really 11. Either we tell them to wait or we just take them. It depends on the day. Busy, 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 busy.
So why is Tel Aviv so busy? What is it exactly that keeps the customers coming back? 22-year-old Tal Fitlovich, who eats there 3 to 4 times a week, touches on the authentic experience Schindler mentioned.
Oh, if anything, this Tel Aviv feels more like Israel than the real Israel. I grew up here, but I did spend the last 3 years of my life in Israel. You walk in there and you just hear Hebrew completely. I don't know if anyone in there speaks English. You are eating food that feels like it came out of, you know, grandma's kitchen in Israel. So you really get the vibe over there.
Michal Shazifi, a 53-year-old Israeli, came to visit some family friends in Los Angeles, and after receiving several insistent recommendations, she decided to try out Tel Aviv to see for herself how it compares to similar eateries back home. In Haifa, the place I live in, there's a very big shawarmia in the city. This place really reminds me of it. The salads, the serving style, the options you have between pita lafa and baguette. Shazifi added that she now understands why her family friends were so insistent that she come here. They wanted her official seal of approval as an Israeli native who understands authentic Israeli food. And they got it. I would absolutely come back if I lived here. And Israelis who like shawarma, this is the place. The atmosphere feels like home. Home in Israel. But since I'm a guest here, it feels funny to say I'm home in Israel in L.A. From KPCRadio.com, I'm Shirin Akash.